This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden announced a new goal of cutting U.S. greenhouse gas pollution by 50 to 52% by 2030. As he kicked off a virtual global summit on climate change with dozens of other world leaders, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president told 40 world leaders the science is undeniable. Climate change threatens everyone, and they must act now.
The cost of inaction keeps mounting.
He's pledging to cut American fossil fuel emissions in half by decade's end, which will need by far the most ambitious U.S. climate effort ever. In Beijing,
China looks forward to working with the international community, including the United States.
And Moscow.
Russia is genuinely interested in galvanizing international cooperation.
Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin said through interpreters they're on board to fight climate change, with neither mentioning their own sharp rivalries with the U.S. or making specific pledges. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu has said that Russia will begin on Friday returning troops from military drills near Ukraine that have exacerbated tensions with the West. Shoigu made the remarks after flying by helicopter over areas where the troops and military equipment are deployed and checking the readiness of naval and ground forces. The concentration of forces in Crimea, which Russia seized from Ukraine in 2014, is part of a much bigger deployment of Russian troops. The EU's top diplomat said Monday that Russia has massed some 100,000 troops near the border. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA.